This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, more now on nat gas, about Europe and natural gas specifically, and how, even though the Russians have restarted shipments along a pipeline that's known as Nord Stream 1, the Europeans still don't have enough natural gas, and so are working on plans to cut their consumption by 15% continent-wide, industry, government, households, every place. Thing is, there are some countries in Europe that have relied on Russian natural gas for 50 years. So getting all 27 EU member states on the same energy policy page, which is the way things work over there, well, that ain't nothing. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has our story.
The battle over natural gas could get a whole lot worse, keeping prices Europeans pay high, not just this winter, but potentially all the way into the year 2025. That's according to Samantha Dart, head of global natural gas research at Goldman Sachs.
The main reason for that is because you have to face this big deficit in supply. There is gas you just don't have access to anymore.
In June, Russia slashed the amount of natural gas it sends to Europe on a key pipeline, the Nord Stream 1, by 60%, Dart says. There was concern Russia would totally shut the pipeline down after maintenance this month. That didn't come to pass, but the EU's push to get off Russian natural gas is now a scramble.
And you look around looking for substitutes, and they are just not there, not in the size that is needed.
Dart says that could change as additional supplies of natural gas, especially liquefied natural gas or LNG, come online globally.
As more and more production of LNG is available to Europe, the easier it's going to be for Europe to manage its natural gas inventories over the course of the summer.
Storing the gas when it's needed less to be prepared for winter when it's essential. But changing the way Europe gets its energy is tricky. Germany, the largest economy in Europe, is the most dependent on Russia for gas, a problem that was years in the making, says Chris Miller of Tufts University's Fletcher School.
There are a fair number of people who have naively assumed that Russia would be a reliable supplier of gas, even as the Russian invasion began and the war continues. And that, I think, was never the right way to look at the situation.
By contrast, some EU countries like Spain, Portugal, and Lithuania spent years investing in special terminals that can convert supercold LNG from a liquid back into gas for consumption. Germany didn't.
If Russia cuts or fully stops shipments of gas to Europe, it's going to hit Germany really hard.
As a temporary fix, several floating LNG terminals are set to be built for Germany by the end of this year. A big move towards a unified strategy came this week from Europe's leadership, asking nations to cut demand for natural gas by 15%. Arjun Flora of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says it's a sensible step.
Europe are trying to get out ahead of the game a little bit and try and keep the European member states working together in a coordinated fashion.
But already there's disagreement among EU nations about whether it's fair to make the gas cuts mandatory should European leaders decide they need to. This is proving to be a test of the bloc's unity, says Rudy Bachmann, who teaches economics at Notre Dame.
Undoubtedly, there will be intra-European fight and struggles, and that could potentially be severe.
And that, Bachmann says, is exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.